Evan, thank you very much for taking the time to chat with me on the show this morning.
No worries. Glad to be here.
We'll dig into the protest first. I wanted to know what the demands of this protest are.
So we have four key demands. The first is to kill the Religious Freedoms Bill by Mark Latham on a state level and Scott Morrison on a federal level, so that we have job security, education, healthcare for everyone. We also want to have a demand of Black Lives Matter. So that means ending Black deaths in custody, but more broadly, defunding, disarming, dismantling the police and corrective services. We have a demand on no pride in detention, so ending mandatory detention and the sexual health sexuality tests that refugees are put through as well. And also we have a demand that's around decriminalizing sex work comprehensively, so it's not in every state, and that means extending it out for migrant sex workers. It means making sure that there's good anti-discrimination provisions and legalizing drug use. So it's a bit of a doozy. But I think we're up to the challenge, and so is that.
So this particular protest that we're speaking about now, you've got it planned on the 6th of March, which to this year falls on Mardi Gras. I'm guessing that was a deliberate decision?
Yeah, so Fred Nile every year prays for Oxford Street to be cleared, hopefully through rain, an intervention of God. This year, the decision by the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Board to privatise Mardi Gras and have it relocated to one of Gladys's stadiums fulfils that prayer. And that's not something that we were comfortable with. We thought there needed to be a free access event for the community occupying Oxford Street. So we've started a protest that's going to be marching from the original site of Mardi Gras, Taylor Square. And we're going to be raising those colours high and giving the Mardi Gras that, within our own capacity, we think the community should be having.
And so why a protest rather than, you know, a parade similar to what's happening in the stadium this year?
So our belief is that Mardi Gras started with a protest. So when they started with their parade, you know, and the police came to crush it, like, there were subsequent waves of protests, people standing up, and it was always quite political. And now it's like Mardi Gras wants that only as an ornament, if that. And we think that's actually one of the most important elements given the attacks that so many of our communities are under.
Now, previously, you've petitioned pretty hard for a Mardi Gras without cops and conservatives. Why is that?
So our belief, I guess, you know, as a Pride and Protest member, is that protest is at the heart of what Mardi Gras is about. And when you think of the fact that police effectively being pinkwashed by Mardi Gras, that makes me a little bit sick to my stomach, right? The fact that they get multiple floats, they get their time in the limelight, and it's really asking a question, who gets what out of this? As a community, do we get something out of it by having a whole bunch of people in guns marching around? I actually don't think we do. I think a lot of people feel unsafe, but I also think we are being made complicit in promoting the police force as this good thing, when in fact they are killers. In fact, they're harming our community. Like Veronica Baxter, for instance, died in custody not long after a Mardi Gras parade a number of years back. She was a sister girl, and that kind of thing is not really understood or kept in memory. The fact that inside the parade, Jamie Jackson and Bryn Hutchinson were brutalized, maybe 5 or 6 years ago? They are not our friends, but we're promoting them, and that's really concerning. And I'd say the same about the Liberal Party, where Malcolm Turnbull will take selfies saying that he loves like queer people and then he'll cut safe schools. You know, do we want to be part of promoting the right wing, or do we want to be standing against them? And we believe in Pride and Protest. We should be making a statement and standing against the right wing who are harming us. And there's a guaranteed place, of course, for the police, for the corporates, for the Liberal Party that has never been questioned. There's an element of that, like, you know, they are included at the expense of the community, but their values are also platformed at the expense of others. Like, you can't say that, oh, we're really inclusive, you need to be tolerant and accepting of gay liberals, when, as an organization, like, you can't say in the sense that we need to be equally tolerant of homophobes as we are of, like, homosexuality. It doesn't compute, it doesn't work.
Evan, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me about this today.
Oh, no worries. Thanks for having me, Alex.